Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
I don't know if it's a trend or not.
Oh, yeah, it's huge.
Is it?
Yeah, I just was
looking. This hobby horsing?
It started in Finland in 2002.
I can't believe that people are doing this. These are stick ponies. Now, children, I get, okay? Around the house, riding your stick pony. But to do it as a competition is absolutely
so
ridiculous.
Stupid. It looks dumb. I'm sorry if your kids are in it, but I would be humiliated if I had a teenager that was doing this.
They have camps right now. One's in Boulder, 6 to 12 years old.
Are you sure it's not Pueblo where they're inbred?
Okay, but it might be pushing it, but 6 to 12 year old, okay, I can kind of get it, but this is
kinda
a
hit. Yeah. 12 is kind of pushing it
I agree. Yeah. Maybe 6 to 8 year olds. Yeah. But these are adults that are doing competition, much like an arena, like a dog show would be in, only they're doing this stick pony competition.
So
hobby horsing.
It's a stick, like a broomstick, with a stuffed animal head horse on the end of it, and they pat it and pet it and act like it's alive. It's weird.
And then they jump all the jumps and everything that a normal horse would do.
And
the person that's on their stick pony, they're doing the high step like a horse would do. They're like a Tennessee walking horse out there doing that. And they say it's really, really painful that you suffer afterwards because it's so taxing on your body.
What is?
The competition.
Really?
Yeah.
Making all those
because
jumps.
It's so intense.
Really?
Yeah. Lady, she says she has to go into get massages and stuff afterwards.
Huh.
For her muscles.
Really?
Yeah. Because it's so.
She has to pretend to be a pony?
Yeah. Because it's rough
so
on her pony muscles. Yeah.
Huh. All right.
I think I'll take this up. You know, if my wife can do pottery, I can do stick pony.
Oh, she'd probably be happy because remember she just said you're always on the couch. And why don't you come home today and oh my God, I'm going to go on Amazon and buy one.
Right, I
need
a stick pony.
And you take it home tomorrow. Don't do it today because I won't have it in-house.
Uh-huh.
But I'll order it for you and you go home and tell you're going to be
no. When she gets home from work, I will ride up to the front door. Hey, honey.
Take my
stick pony and ride it back. Back to the couch.
She's going to leave you that night.
I can make all the sound effects. I can do it all,
man. I feel like you're kind of out of breath right now.
Yeah, that was a lot. I told you that it's really taxing on your body to do this stick pony crap.
I believe you now.
It's not for the fainted out there.
Right.
No, no. I don't even have to go to camp. I feel like I've already got this down.
Well, you know what? You kind of did have the form.
I did, didn't I?
Yeah, the trot was good.
Oh, I will say this. To have this thing, even if it's for kids 6 to 12 years old in Boulder, to have this out here in horse country is insulting.
It is. To everybody that's a real equestrian.
We are the West, okay? We are the West. We are horses. We are donkeys. We're everything, okay? I don't know where donkeys came from, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
To have it a class like out here, you know, to fake that, that's just ridiculous.
Well, yeah, we have donkeys walking around and where, you know, what's the place where you gamble?
Cripple Creek.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, they brought them back.
Yeah. I mean, we're horse country. I mean, I can understand if you're riding stick ponies in Miami.
Right, New York.
New York.
Like, I get it.
Yeah, I get it. I get it, because those people are weird, you know? But here?
It is.
It's a sin. It is.
BJ and Jamie.
Did you see the video of the lady that went berserk because of the baby inside the restaurant?
I did not.
The baby was making some noise, and this lady, she flips it. Does that bother you if you're in a restaurant?
No.
It doesn't mean, well, if you've got kids, I don't know if this lady had kids or not.
I think after you have kids, you just have so much empathy for anybody that's having a problem, child.
Yeah.
I will tell you, I did get onto a couple of families because I was with my girlfriend and her son is autistic, and he's very loud, and he's not controllable, but he's just a great kid. And I could see them staring at us and talking about us. And so I went over to the table and I just said, I want you to know that he's severely autistic. And so this isn't her being a bad parent. And they're like, oh my God, thank you for telling us. So they were on the edge. Well, yeah, because they were getting really mad. Like, why isn't this woman controlling her kid? But they were so happy that I think it's important that you tell people that, because otherwise they just judge you as a horrible parent.
Yeah. Exactly. And they have no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, if that's the case.
Yeah.
All right, here's the lady. She goes berserk because there's a kid in the restaurant. That kid is really bothering her.
It's a baby. It is a baby.
Is this nuts or what? They continue. Listen, here we go.
So I'm trying to tell you, if you plan on finishing your dinner, sit the f***
down and eat.
That's what I'm telling you.
Because other people are trying to have a conversation. That's what I did with my children. I didn't have it so loud. Were people at my table, at tables next to me, couldn't hear me talking.
Yeah,
ma'am, listen, you
heard
screaming at the top of your voice.
The baby, because I never heard the baby.
We never even heard the baby over there.
I can hear.
You're a ignorant.
No, I can hear. I can hear her baby.
Oh, it goes on and on.
Where were they?
It was a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah. What city is it in?
That part, remember? I need to look up.
Yeah, I don't know. I saw the story yesterday because I was, you know, scrolling through, and this video popped up. This lady screaming at him over this kid, and I'm like, what in the heck is this? I think that if a kid bothered me that much in a restaurant, that it was that obnoxious, I think I'd just get up and leave. I wouldn't start this type of a conversation they're having.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's a lot. They're at the edge of fist fighting in this thing.
And I think it's just her being a Karen, because literally all you can hear the people talking in the background. They're like, we were right by the kid. We never heard the kid once.
Yeah, that's weird. They obviously don't have a tablet.
No. There you go. There's the secret. Get a tablet. It works every single time.
BJ and Jamie.
To you, what is the most annoying habit of people that are flying when you're on a flight that they're doing, or family, what they're doing that just really irritates you? Because they put out a list. Here's the reason I
asked. Talking
to me. Which airplane behaviors do Americans think are the absolute worst? Okay? You hate somebody that talks to you.
Well, I just want to sleep.
Okay.
You know, when I'm on an airplane, it's like time to just be quiet and just
relax.
But then I sit by somebody like BJ Harris, like, bah, 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 bah.
I love talking to people on airplanes.
And, what'd you have for lunch today?
And I can tell. Where are you from?
Where are you going to? Is this your last stop?
That's where you start. No. That's always a starter.
Yeah, it is. So are you from Denver?
Yeah. Right. Where do you live? You know, why are you going?
Yeah.
Then we get to, what do you have for lunch?
What do you do for work?
You jump the gun too much.
Yeah.
All right, here's some of the things that are on the list of behaviors that we hate for the airlines when we're flying. One is people that remove their shoes.
Yes, 100%.
People that bring pets on board, even if it's a service dog or whatever. We hate pets, right?
Well, I do feel sorry. There was somebody who brought a service dog on, and the dog literally laid in the floor, and it was taking up the other guy's foot space. Like, he was all scrunched up. So that kind of wasn't fair.
People that get up in the middle of the aisle and do stretches.
No. Yeah. Like lunges down the aisle.
Yeah.
So far, none of this stuff really bothers me. Getting drunk. Yeah. If you're sitting next to somebody that's getting a little toasty and chatty, baby.
Depends on where you're going, right?
Yeah.
If you're going to Vegas, I'm all about it.
My number one, and it's not number one on the list, is someone with very smelly food.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah, when they bring on their fries and stuff. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Or they just bring something in from the terminal. It smells the whole plane up.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Egg McMuffin from McDonald's first thing in the morning. Oh, that'll stink up an airplane like nobody's business.
The other thing I don't get, I don't know, it's just me, but like when I see that the cart start at the top at the runway or whatever, I always put my tray table down. And some people wait till the very last minute and it drives me nuts.
Can't you see they're coming? They're going to need that tray.
Yes.
That is so disrespectful. They're trying to do their job.
Where are you going to set stuff?
Chatting with the stranger next to them is on the list. Let's see. Putting down the seat, reclining it backwards. The number one thing, though, on this list is, and 87% of people said, I hate this. People that let their children play in the aisle.
Oh, they do that?
Yeah.
I've never been on one where they play in the aisle.
I've seen it.
You have?
Yeah.
I don't like the window that is kind of in between us because I want it down, and then that person wants it up, and I'm like, oh, man.
It's a weird dance.
It is.
That metal window. It is. Because you don't know.
Yeah, and then sometimes I don't want to put it down because I'm like, well, is that technically their side?
Like, is it more on their side?
I know.
I have that same thing with the armrest.
Yeah? Oh, yeah.
Okay, is that theirs or is that mine?
I don't, right?
BJ and Jamie.
All right, what is this paintball story? Okay, I'm not even sure I know what this is.
This is crazy. I don't know if it's okay or not because I feel like people might be sued. So it's a security system, okay? And there's a camera, and you can decide if there's somebody bad guys on your property or at your house to shoot a paintball at them through the little machine.
And it also shoots tear gas.
Oh, it does too?
Yes.
Okay.
Now,
yeah. Here's the
article. Is this at your front door?
Yeah, just play the story.
Okay.
You'll get more of a gist.
Here we go.
Eve is a security cam that uses face detection AI and will launch paintballs and tear gas pellets at people it doesn't recognize. Check this out. You're walking into your house with someone new. It'll even ask you if it should make the shot or not. What? If the unknown individual is alone, however, Eve will yell out, "You're identified as not authorized. You have 5 seconds to leave the property." Eve also uses its camera to record the incident and store it in the cloud. That way, if the individual gets away, they'll stand a better chance of being caught red-handed later on with a positive ID. The paint cam will officially launch this month. No telling what else they'll figure out to launch from the cam. More crazy cool tech like this at cyberguy.com. Are you getting my newsletter? All you have to do is open a browser, go to cyberguy.com, and click the little red button.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That's wild.
I just feel like, based on Schmidl's black eye, I feel like there might be a liability issue.
Oh, yeah. When I got shot at the field, it was moving really slow, like slow enough that I could kind of watch it coming in, and it still gave me this big of a black eye. So if it's a direct shot, it's taking your eye out.
Are you sure you didn't show up at this guy's house? I feel like you might have tried to break into this guy's house and they shot you over the weekend.
So I saw more of the article too, and it said like it will notify you on your phone, like, do you want to shoot this person?
And you have the choice.
Yeah.
I think you got a liability here.
I do too.
I don't think this is ever going to fly.
Well, you it's can't already just, coming out. It's $2,200.
Well, I know it is, but I'm just saying you're going to see lawsuits over this. You can't just fire somebody. Because
well,
they're
I don't
on
know if they're kind of trying to tugging at the door, like that guy in our bed. I bet
he had a weapon. He had a gun. Didn't
he? But this simply says that it's face recognition. So if they don't recognize who you are, you got 5 seconds to leave.
Notifies you. It also notifies you. You get to accept or not accept
right
the shot. So It's not just like.
But you can't just fire. You wouldn't be able to do. I don't know. I see lawsuits on this.
Especially tear gas. But
you can't fire tear gas at somebody that's unarmed.
But you got to think about this. Like, there are a lot of people. You and I have guns, right? But there are a lot of people that don't have a gun. And it's the worst feeling when you think somebody's breaking into your house and you don't have a gun.
You can't defend yourself.
Yeah, that's why my dad told me a long time ago before I had a gun to use wasp spray. Because hornet spray, because it has that long straw. And he's like, spray it in their eyes and get the hell out of your house. It'll give you enough time to get out of the house.
Yeah, but
so
this
I
system.
I kept it like by my nightstand in LA.
This system is not set up for somebody that's breaking into the house only. It's anybody that you don't want on your front doorstep. So let's say a solicitor comes to the front door.
Yeah.
And you go outside, you tell that guy. And currently, you tell that guy that you got to leave. I got a no solicitation sign. You
know what I'm saying? It's going to be blue, yellow, green.
You can't do that. You wouldn't be able to do that.
Run, baby, run.
He's going to walk away just dripping in paint. Look, I didn't need those gutters, did I?
It sounds good, but I don't think this is ever going to fly.
Well, they're
you got a lawsuit. You got a lawsuit going to come your way if you pepper spray somebody.
I think it's great. I like it.
I like it, too. I don't have a problem with it. Yeah. It's just I think that you're going to get lawyers involved and people are going to get sued.
Yeah, but if somebody's breaking into your house, I like the
tear
gas.
Well, breaking into your house is one thing, but somebody just showing up on your doorstep and you wanting them to leave, you can't go outside and pepper spray them.
I don't know. That okie dokie, I'd totally take them out.
Well, there's a few people, yeah. I had a couple last week I'd take out.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie. Remember when we tried to buy the Wienermobile? Remember this?
I don't. I need Prevagen.
Here?
It was a total thing. We almost had it.
Yeah. Well.
No, it was a fake.
It was fake. It was fake. No, we didn't almost have it, Carson. No, but a guy in San Francisco, if I remember the story
right.
It's
kind of coming back to me now.
All right. Guy in San Francisco posted the Wienermobiles for sale, that he had bought it at some auction or something, and he was going to sell it. We were the show. We reached out to him, if you remember. And Jamie was going to front the money to me that her and I would own it and we'd get tags in our names.
Yeah, because it was only like $5,000 for the listing.
Yeah. And it turned out to be a scam. The guy didn't own the Wienermobile. Nothing. He came forward, I think, 2 days later and said that I was just joking. I didn't have it. But you and I thought for sure that we owned that sucker.
Just driving him around in a Wienermobile.
And I'm sure there's probably.
That'd be a great station vehicle.
It would be.
Yeah, awesome.
It was going to be the beach because you say wiener so much.
I do say it a lot.
And we had tied it together that we'll have the BJ and Jamie wiener on the road.
Yeah. I wonder if we can have one custom made. Where does one get one?
I got a feeling we'd be sued by Oscar Mayer.
You think?
Yeah, probably. I don't know.
Whatever.
You know, one of the highlights of my career, I rode in the Wienermobile
Whoa!
Once. Yeah. It was in Tampa, Florida. A guy named Ed McMahon. Remember him?
Yeah, I do.
He's dead. But he came to town to promote something, and the Wienermobile was part of the promotion. So we took a ride in it.
Okay, which is cooler? All right, let's play a game. Like the topper game.
All right.
Wiener mobile ride or the Goodyear blimp ride? Because I rode in the Goodyear blimp. I'm going to go with Wiener.
I'm going to go with blimp.
I'm going with Wiener.
Yeah, just because it goes off the ground.
No,
Being
inside a Wiener, are you kidding?
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, right?
I got to tell you, everybody honks at you. Hey, Wiener!
Right?
And like, you wave back.
Yeah, I mean,
like you're in a parade.
I'm sure you felt very popular.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. I would say the Wiener, no, you might be onto something. Here's why. Because when you're in the blimp, you're not going to have other blimps going by and people waving
no,
at you.
No, not at all.
You're
nobody
solo.
Even knows that you're up there.
Yeah, you're by yourself. You're exactly right. They may look up and say, oh, the blimp, oh,
yeah,
whatever.
Right.
But you're not going to have that human contact that you get the Wienermobile.
I kind of want to ride in the Wienermobile.
Do you?
I wonder how you do that. Can you like ride in the Wienermobile?
Yeah. If you go, they give you a tour of the inside of it.
Whoa. Yeah.
No, we want to take a spin. Yeah. Fire up the Wiener,
like
man. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
NASCAR.
DJ and Jamie.
All right, let's get to TP Talk.
Okay.
Okay, so Jamie, you found this.
I found this because I like to do research because I have my master's in library.
And I'll tell you one thing. This, what you're about to bring up, is very important in my world, anyway.
It's not in mine. But
I know it's not in yours,
I believe you have so much passion for it. To be
I do. I, yeah, do. I do. I do. I'm very set on this one.
I know, but like, okay, well, anyway. I found the patent from 1891, and the patent for toilet paper is over.
Over.
Yes.
It's not
everybody
under.
Agree?
Agreed.
I don't care.
Spadell?
Yeah. I don't know what I'm agreeing to, but
I don't think he was listening to us.
No. If you've got the roll on the roller, does it come over the top or under the bottom?
Oh, beards are cool. Mullets are stupid. That's what I do.
What does that mean?
That's how the direction that you have your toilet paper. Beards are cool, right? So that means the front, the overhang is at the front.
Oh, my God.
Mullets are stupid. That's at the back.
No. Okay.
He smokes a lot of weed.
That's a lot of weed.
So
much weed. Yeah. So much weed, you guys.
That's a weird analogy.
Remember, it causes like a, what's that thing that I said?
Psychosis.
That?
Psychosis.
Yeah. I think we're seeing it.
Yeah. All right, so you're going with beard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Over the top.
Because
over
you
the
are
top.
A beard.
I will tell you this. When you're at work, those dispensers they have in the bathroom, you have to go with mullet.
Agreed.
Oh my God!
Because
can we stop
doing
that, Bart? The mullet and beard thing. Like, stop.
I kind of like it now.
Here's the thing: I don't care. Like, I can't believe it's even a thing. I know I brought it up, but like, who cares? You just throw it on there.
I do care.
You do?
Yeah.
Why?
If I go at the house, if I go and Lisa has put the toilet paper in there and she's got it on the under, I will switch it every time.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
You don't strike me as that type to care.
Well, he parks backwards. So he has his oil changes on a board somewhere in his house.
No,
it's only one thing I do.
I just do not do. Care enough about toilet
no,
paper.
No, the way it looks when it's under, oh no, I can't stand it. It's got to be over.
Carson, you strike me as the type that puts the toilet paper on and then makes a little triangle.
I do.
Yeah, you do. You do.
It's you a do. Good look. Yeah. I mean, try it.
I don't do it for look.
He makes a nobody, little triangle.
Yeah, nobody
it's,
goes in
it's
there.
It's like you're staying at a hotel.
No. Nobody goes in there but be a frog. So I don't do it for looks.
The reason why you want it at the front is because of the angle of the toilet paper. It breaks off if you have it at the back.
Right.
It doesn't.
Right. No, stop for doesn't. Looks.
Buy some more expensive toilet paper. It won't break. God. That one ply, I guess it breaks.
He parks backwards.
Fire. God.
BJ and Jim.
Father's Day.
Yeah.
Dads get hosed. Dads get hosed.
So I have the top five things that men want for Father's Day. Okay. The top five.
I'll tell you how accurate this is.
Okay. All right. All right. So number five is a new grill.
Ooh.
Yeah. A grill works. I mean, if you for Mother's Day, for example, or your wife's birthday, you go out and get her a blender. You know what trouble you're in.
Yeah.
It's an appliance.
Yeah.
But for us dads, we'll take a grill. We have no problem with it, okay?
Right.
But don't buy your wife a blender. But we will accept a grill. Yes.
Let's see here. A nice card with something handwritten in it would be nice from the kids.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, no, it's okay. It's okay. But you get those throughout the year, so.
All right. Number three is a set of golf clubs.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of pricey. That is pricey.
Now we're talking. Yeah. She really thought about it. Not only that, if you get a set of golf clubs, you're basically getting a pass to go to the golf course.
Well, yeah, because you have to use them. But the only thing is, I would say that they're so personal, I would get maybe a gift card too. That, what's that place that you like their clubs? The PMX?
PXG.
Yeah, PXG. Yeah. Because don't you think they're so personal?
Yeah, but you could always return them and get what you want.
Okay, yeah, make sure
I
there's
guess.
A, if anybody's listening getting ideas, then make sure that there's a return policy.
Yeah. Yeah,
but would you say that? Like, I know sometimes you have a hard time with saying somebody, like to somebody, I don't like these.
Oh, no. Lisa and I have no problem with that, because I've gotten her stuff before where she says, hey, I'm going to return this and get this because it makes more sense. And, you know, we have no problem with that. Yeah.
And if you have older kids, I just want a phone call from them and to be able to talk to all of them.
Sure would be nice.
That's number two. Yeah. Here's the number one. This
number
is
one.
So sad.
Number one.
No, listen, this is so sad. I
what
hate
is,
this.
What could it be?
I don't even know if I can tell you. It's so bad.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
What do you, all right, how about you guys guess? What do you think the number one thing like that you might want?
Okay.
Like a new car, maybe?
No, car's a little over the top. Yeah. You know, you don't expect a new car for anything, really. Yeah. All right, Father's Day, what would I like?
New motorcycle.
Maybe I could
Rolex.
See, I could see dinner being on the list, you know, steak dinner, high-end restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, maybe even shoes.
Yeah, I was gonna
maybe
say
maybe even shoes, pair of boots or something, you
shoes.
Know?
Shoes? Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you guys, girls?
No, like a nice pair of tennis shoes or something.
I'm thinking more like boots, you know.
Some boots?
Yeah.
No, that's not the number one thing that men want. All good answers,
all right.
Number one, oh my God, I hate saying this because it's so true. Sorry.
Well,
it's stay off my ass with your criticisms for one day.
Oh. But.
Oh my God.
We were naming things that we know that's possible. Okay. What you just named, it's not even possible.
Oh my God,
it's
I know.
Not, it is. I would come
even
closer.
One day.
I would come closer to getting the new car. It's not funny.
BJ and Jamie.
Speaking of, this is a survey.
Okay.
That came out yesterday about electric vehicles. And I'd like to just throw this out there for Texanado, okay? They say 46% of people who have bought, now this survey was 37,000 people, so it's a big deal. 46% of people who bought electric vehicles regret it.
Regret it or won't do it again?
Regret it.
Okay.
Regret it. Buyer's remorse.
Yeah.
Okay? That they want to go back to gasoline. That seems high to me because everybody that I know that owns an electric vehicle, and I only know about four or five people, they love them. They love them.
Yeah, they do. I mean, there are a
so
lot of
This seems very high. This is done by a place called the McKinsey Mobility Report, and they surveyed 37,000 participants. And I guess my question to you is, if you're driving an electric vehicle right now, do you have buyer's remorse? Do you wish you'd never gone there?
I can play only one way, and I can't play. I don't have a car that's electric, but I have a lawnmower that's electric, and I wish I would have got a gas one.
You do?
Because I, even with a stupid-ass lawnmower, I get, like, anxiety about it.
Is it the battery?
Yes! You're
afraid it's going to blow up or what?
No. I'm just afraid it's going to run out. Like, oh, God.
Oh.
And then I have to remember to charge it. And then, you know, it's like, did I charge those batteries? I can't remember because now I got to mow the lawn. You know, it's a whole thing.
I read a guy who he documented a trip that he took. And he was going to take his electric vehicle and pull a boat and show the towing power of the Cybertruck is what it was. And during his route, because he was driving 100 miles to a lake and then 100 miles back, he had to stop twice to charge, and he was bragging about it, that the charge only cost like $18, $20, something like that. But he sat at the charging station for 45 minutes each time.
That's the thing. Mm.
But he didn't take that as a negative. It was like it was a positive to him. That would drive me nuts.
Well, because I think you have to say it once you invested in it.
You think so?
You have to lie.
Think he was miserable sitting there?
You know those shoes I bought? I don't like those shoes, but I act like I like those shoes.
I got you.
Yeah. You have to, because when you spend a lot of money on something, you're like, oh my God, they're so bad.
You got to justify it.
But this happened to me, the same thing. Like, I took the weed whacker out to the freaking cabin and it died on me. Its battery. And so I had to sit there and wait for it to charge.
Yeah.
See, if I had a weed whacker with gas, just blah, blah, blah.
Yep, I don't have the same, I guess, anxiety that you have.
No, but that just wasted my time.
Well, I see
I'm
that.
Just, I'm in the moment of whacking.
I'm with Jenny. See, we are so used to just throwing gas in there and going.
Just go.
Okay? So to us, it's a waste of time.
It is.
To sit for 15 and 20 minutes to get half a charge.
That. Yeah.
You'll only get a half a charge, and you can only use it for the next 10 minutes, and then you got to do it again.
I guess
it's just too much.
I just don't experience that, because every time I use my electric lawnmower, because I have an electric one, and same with the weed whacker, I just plug it in right after I'm done using it, so that way the next time I go back
to the charge. And then I date it, and I time it, and I put a time of day when I plugged it in. And when they'll be ready.
And they just...
What? And in my daytime.
I don't know about you, but they just don't have the power.
Well, here's what you have to do, and you probably do this, Carson. No, they don't have the power at all.
They don't have the same power.
I agree with that.
But it's not even close.
No, it's like somebody plugging in a chainsaw.
Yeah, it's... Who does that? Why would you have a chainsaw that's electric? That makes no sense.
I still don't get that one. But what you have to do now is you have to buy another $100 battery, and so it could be charging while you're using the one that you're using.
Yeah.
I mean, it just gets ridiculous. Now,
back to the EVs.
Okay.
All right. Texnado is 51059. Have you bought an electric car, and are you happy with it? Or, in all honesty, are you having buyer's remorse that you really want to go back to gasoline? Because when I saw this report of 46% out of 37,000 participants, that's a high number. Extremely high. I never would have guessed that. I thought maybe 10%, 15% maybe.
I'm not seeing anybody that is willing to admit they hate it.
Yeah.
Everybody's saying they like it.
Mm-hmm. And is that it? That you just don't want to admit it?
Oh, somebody has a Tesla Plaid?
Yeah.
What? Dude.
What is the Plaid?
Oh, it's a limited edition Tesla.
Yeah.
And it's the Tesla Plaid. And it has Plaid on. I think the... Oh, I don't remember what part tells you it's Plaid. There's a little bitty emblem or something that says it's Plaid, and it's fast as crap, and I think it even has the Batman steering wheel.
I think I might have ran into one yesterday. So yesterday, I pull up at, I'm pulling onto I-25, right?
Yeah.
Getting on the ramp, and the car in front of me is a Tesla, and this car... It was like a bat out of hell, man. When he took off.
Well, they all take off. Yeah.
By the time he got to the top of the ramp, I'm still trying to get on the ramp.
I know.
He was gone.
And I always think that they're safer than me driving. Like, yeah. I feel like, but we watched one just crash right in front of us. It just went right into the wall. And my son had just gotten his driver's permit, and he's driving, and I'm like, wreck, 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 wreck. And he's like, what are you saying? I was trying to say wreck. But it just came out. Yeah, the guy just slammed into the wall, and we don't even know why.
Oh.
And then came back out, and it was bizarre.
46% EV owners in the U.S. very likely to switch back to gas-powered vehicles. I would have never guessed a number that high. Never. In a million years.
Somebody says, yeah, but what happens when you run out of gas? I always just plug mine in overnight and let it charge. Well, I have like a ton of gas cans out there with gas in them.
Running out of gas is rare.
Yeah.
Extremely rare.
Although I think we both almost come close to doing it.
I've come close to it, yeah. I've even challenged the vehicle.
Yeah,
you know?
It is a game.
Yeah, it becomes a game at some
point. And then you realize, like, I'm the loser in this game. I don't want to play this game anymore.
But here's the way I feel, though, Jamie. When I get down to a gallon of gas left in the tank, I feel like I still got a handle on it, you know? I feel like I can still get to a gas station. Batteries... I don't feel like I know them well enough.
I know.
I feel like that at any minute they can just gone.
Because what does the line actually mean? You
know,
on the battery,
like
it's like
how much time
is that?
Right.
Because it doesn't tell you how much time; it just gives you a line. And that's like when they made—I don't know what year it goes into effect where everybody has to get rid of their gas lawnmowers. And I've said this before, but the guys out in the fields. They're not going to sit there
There's
with
no
gigantic
way.
Battery chargers on a semi-truck charging all their farming, you know, the bush hogs and
There's
all that.
No way, right?
God.
BJ and Jamie.
What are you doing?
Well, I guess I'm going to play this.
I don't know what he's doing. He just like kind of leaned back and just just was looking around, I'm like, what is happening?
I was thinking.
Yeah?
I was thinking.
Yeah. Okay, what are you thinking about?
Well, I guess we're going to play this credit card scam thing.
What's going on?
Well, everything's a scam these days. If you notice, there's hardly anything in the news this morning. Everything is just a ripoff. We're talking about body cams because of shoplifting, this and that. And you were talking about crypto being stolen because of malware off air. And it's just, everything's a crime.
Well, they've created some kind of Mac OS, I think it said malware, where it can actually steal your cryptocurrency.
Yeah, and
crazy.
I was listening to a show last night out of New York, and they were talking about the ransomware, and some other, I guess, company got hit with that yesterday, and they want millions of dollars to release their information. It's just, everybody's a crook.
Damn it, man!
This guy, by the way, I saw a video. Did you see the video of the old man that got scammed out of his entire life savings?
No.
The man had saved $750,000. And lost it all.
Oh. How?
Every single penny. I don't know. He got ripped off. I don't know.
Good story.
Somehow they got his, I don't know, they got his information.
They
and
did?
Boom, took all of his money.
Oh, my God.
But I felt so bad for the guy because he was an old man in suspenders sitting in a rocking chair on his front porch.
Wait, are you rocking right
yeah,
now?
Yeah. I felt so bad for the guy,
I do
Jamie.
Too.
I know.
I feel
don't have a heart, but
yeah,
I do.
No, we actually were just talking about this in our group chat because a lot of my girlfriends have been talking to their parents about that because these phone calls, you know, get them duped. And so they're like, don't even pick up the phone, you know, unless you know who it is.
And everybody's out. I get something almost every day, it seems.
Yeah.
And I had one 2 days ago, I think it was, from PayPal. And man, it looks just like it's from PayPal. But I know it's not.
Right, I know.
But they disguise it so well. All right, this guy here, Chanel, you heard the audio. This guy here, they literally show up to the front door and get a credit card, don't they?
Yeah, they scam this woman, and she just hands it right over.
Yeah.
She doesn't even question it.
They tell her by phone that there's fraudulent charges on her card, and they're going to send somebody over to get the card and destroy it. And she gives it to them. That's how they get the money, $9,000.
It started with a call with her bank's caller ID.
I was at home, and I got a call letting me know that there was suspicious activity on my account.
Sure enough, when she looked at her online banking account, she found two fraudulent charges totaling thousands of dollars. That's when the scammer said they had to secure her account immediately.
He went on to explain to me that due to the high amount of fraud that's been going on, that they would have to send a courier to pick up my card.
And within less than 10 minutes, that so-called courier arrived.
The gentleman showed up at my door, and he had the passcode.
I have your access code here.
And unbelievably, I opened my door and gave him my card.
What? After the card is handed over, the scammer pulls out a pair of scissors, chops the card in half, and then puts her card in an envelope. The card's chip isn't damaged.
Aha!
Is that crazy?
Wild? This is in Vegas, right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Las Vegas.
Yeah, it is.
I can't believe she, well, I mean, I guess.
They got her for $9,000.
He had her code and everything, right?
I mean, that's elaborate.
How did he get her code?
That part I don't know.
He probably bought it off the black web.
Well, I don't know how their code works, but yeah, probably something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they already had some information. Now they just went and, you know, cashed it on the big lick on her, you know?
Yeah, they had access to her.
Yeah.
What's the big lick?
The big lick, when you make the big final withrawal.
Yeah,
the
when you rob lick. Somebody, yeah, you call it a lick. Yeah.
Wow, you guys are robbers. Yeah. I didn't know the word big lick.
Yeah. Criminal masterminds.
Wow, you watch a lot of crime shows.
I do watch a lot of crime shows. I got the verbiage down, Jay.
Yeah, you do.
Shysters.
Yeah,
when
they give you the big lick.
Yeah, they take a little here, they nibble. They nibble. You know the word nibble?
Yeah, but okay. Not in crime, but okay.
Yeah, no, in crime, it applies. They nibble. They nibble like a little rabbit.
A little bit here, a little there.
Yeah.
On your, yeah, a little.
And
then they hit the big lick.
Whoa.
Bam. Boom.
Hitting the lick.
I love this show. I learned so much stuff.
Big licks are used in heists, too.
Yeah.
When you're going to rob like a big Brinks truck or something.
It is.
Yeah. The big lick?
Yeah. You're going to take a big lick.
How come I've never heard this? I've been so sheltered. Well, you're
sheltered. I mean, you got to get out more and watch crime.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you got to know crime to defeat it.
Yeah, man. Okay. Yeah.
All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
I want to bring something up here, and I feel like you're as big a culprit, if not bigger, than I am.
Who?
Actually, you, Jamie.
Me?
You, Jamie, you.
Don't.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What are you talking about?
All right, the sensitivity training thing I had to take.
Okay? Oh, yeah, I don't
it's
have to
It's called
take
Respect
it.
In the Workplace, yeah. Okay? And I got...
Flagged.
I got flagged, and I had to take this test a couple of days ago. And I've had several people bring it up to me outside of the show here when I'd be out and about. I had it yesterday at golf or whatnot. Hey, how'd the sensitivity training go? And they'd laugh, you know, like it's some big joke. Look, this is serious stuff, folks. You got to know how to act inside the workplace, okay?
Uh-huh. Apparently, but you don't know how because you got flagged.
You know, and everybody that asked me about the sensitivity training always says, I swear. What about Jamie?
Oh, sure they do.
They do.
Oh, really?
Jamie,
yeah.
You're worse than I am.
No, I am not.
You call me little wiener every day.
Well, you are
that's
a little wiener.
That is a lack of respect, okay?
But I don't call
sensitivity
you broad.
In the workplace.
Hey,
now,
broad.
Listen. All right, here's my thing.
And didn't you call me Jugs McGee once?
And Toots.
And Toots, yeah, all of them.
What's wrong with Jugs McGee? I don't get it. All right, here's my thing, though. So I go in and I take this Respect in the Workplace sensitivity training, okay? And I answer it. There's a question on there. You got Dave and Lois. They're in the office together, okay? And Dave makes a comment. Now, this is all, you know, just fake. Dave makes a comment about how he likes Lois's hair up instead of down.
Okay.
Yeah. So I like the days you wear your hair up.
He said it like, wait, did he say it like that and raise his eyebrows like you just did?
Yeah. God, it's in the video. Okay. And I'm supposed to say, is that acceptable or not?
Right.
Okay. And I said, no, in the sensitivity training. Well, in my heart, I really believe it's acceptable. Okay.
So you lied?
Pass. My point is, I went in to pass the test
right.
to look good to corporate, okay? When everybody knows, I don't feel that way at all, okay? Why would I have to take a respect and sensitivity course when you hear this show every day?
Right.
And you know where I stand, okay? Right, Toots?
Yeah.
When you hear this every day... I come across as a liar now to corporate?
I see what you're
instead
saying.
Instead of honesty?
I see what you're saying because it literally is a big fat lie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's obvious.
Yeah. Right.
Right?
Yeah.
It's obvious. I'm not very sensitive.
No, and so you know that they know that you have to change your views just for a test.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To pass their BS test.
Whoa.
No, I'm serious. I got to pass their BS test with answers that I don't really am. I like Lois when she's got the hair down, okay? and I got to put that answer on there. But if you turn on the show every day, you know where I stand.
Yeah, that is kind of weird. It's contradictory to the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I'm thinking yesterday, which one makes you look worse? I look like this person on the air, or I look like a liar.
Huh.
To them.
I think it's more about teaching you. I think the test is more about teaching you than you lying. I think they want you to realize, like, when you call Jamie Toots and Broad and Jugs McGee, these are wrong.
They're hoping that you evolve.
Yes.
It's all open about evolving.
Yeah. Open your eyes. Yep, that's what they're hoping. It's not really about you as far as being a liar. It's more about them going, my God.
They want me to become Carson?
Yes, they want you to become
Carson. But then we'd have two Carsons on the show.
Well, I know. But, you know, I think that's what the point is.
So, wait a minute.
I think it's a teaching lesson.
Well, but why do you get to do that to me and I can't do it back?
Well, because
you do it to me.
I'm a one-word catchphrase. I'm wiener, girl, okay? You got lots.
But wiener, to me, well, wiener wasn't on the test, so I don't know where wiener stands.
Like, wiener's polite, kind of funny, silly, right? Yeah. Like, wiener's just always fun, right? Yeah. Like, saying wiener's like, yay!
Yeah.
But, like, calling somebody a broad.
I got one. Last week. I don't know, something about my shirt, and I lifted up my shirt.
Oh, God.
And you said you have the navel of a Grand Canyon.
Yeah, it's big. I could go swimming in it.
That's not respectful. That's not respectful in my mind.
It was an observation,
that's
though.
Like, oh, so the truth is fine.
I'm just
even
saying,
if it's degrading and disrespectful.
Do you feel like a huge belly button hole is degrading?
Well, yeah. The Grand Canyon, you said? Oh, yeah. I think that's a little over the top.
I don't think anybody ever really thinks about their belly button being degrading.
When you tag it to the Grand Canyon, Jamie, you're missing the point here.
See, I don't feel like that was degrading. I feel like that was just kind of funny, but not like, I mean, it's not like I said that about your vagina.
All right, that did it. I think you're right. I think I get it now. I think I'm going to clean up my act. That was a good point. Yeah. It wasn't your... Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show cleared all that up, didn't we? More respect from BJ. That's what you're going to get, man.
BJ and Jamie.
Before we get to this story here with the loose change out of DIA and how it adds up.
What?
Man, loose change. You know how you go through the...
You are so random. What in the hell are you talking about? Before we continue with loose change, what are you even saying?
Before we get into loose change, did I say continue?
No, you said before we get into loose change, I don't even know what loose change means. Like, oh, what, huh?
When you go through DIA, you know how you put everything in those bins?
Yes.
People dump their pockets in there because you have to.
So it looks like we're getting into it.
No, I was just explaining to you before we get into it. Oh, God. It's going to be one of those days. I was going to tell you before that, though,
okay.
How Frog came home yesterday. He's six, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Boys, he pissed off at the Tooth Fairy.
Oh, the $5.
Oh, the $5,
yeah.
Baby.
We talked about this. It's an only child thing. It's entitlement.
Yeah, I guess. He got home yesterday. I said, did the Tooth Fairy come? He said, yeah, I got $5.
And didn't he tell you he couldn't buy anything with $5?
Yeah. I said, what are you going to do with the money?
Uh-huh.
He said, I'm going to save it because there's nothing you can buy for $5.
That's just sad. He thinks there's nothing he can buy for $5. That means that you guys, just like I did, I'm not slamming you because I did it. He thinks that everything is exorbitant, you know, like, oh, I mean, everything has to be gigantic.
He said, Dad, you know, it's Bidenomics.
He did not say that.
Did you hear what he said? He's six. He said, it's Bidenomics.
It's too early for this crap.
Bidenomics.
It's just too early to bring Biden into this. What are you doing?
For it, dude.
Bidenomics.
I'm not in the mood for this.
It's going around the kindergartners.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Bidenomics.
Yeah,
they said exorbitant. 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 Wait, exorbitant.
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 Right? Is it exorbitant?
Exorbitant. Yeah, I don't. I feel like I said it wrong. Okay, anyway, what? Let's go back to like loose change.
All right. Let's go back to loose change.
Yeah, loose change.
When you go through DIA, you know, you put everything into that bin.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people get their stuff out. But if you have a couple of quarters or nickels or dimes in there, sometimes you just leave it, shove it to the side, right?
Yeah, I do if it was like a couple of pennies.
Pennies.
They're hard to pick
up.
You know, sometimes
pennies.
They're hard to, because it's like they slide around.
Yeah, well, whoever is out at the airport collecting that, they're doing pretty darn good. Here's the story.
People leave things in bins all the time because they put loose items in the bin.
That includes money. Way more money than we ever thought people would leave behind at security checkpoints.
Yes.
Lori Danters with TSA crunched the numbers for us.
Travelers departing Den left more than $18,500 in the bins. Now, believe me, those were in nickel, dimes, and pennies in most cases.
$18,000.
That's insane, just from loose change.
But that adds up.
$18,502 last year, more than $21,000 in 2019. Around the country, it added up to more than $800,000 left behind in 2022. In 2018, it was nearly $1 million.
Holy moly.
$1 million. I'm telling you, that loose change adds up, doesn't it?
I think we try to drive that total up. I think when you go through the airport for your 4th of July and you got a flight to catch, you're going to go out of town, right?
Mm-hmm.
Throw a couple of quarters in there and leave it.
Question, where does it go? Yeah. Where does it go? Are they going to give it to a charity? Like, where does this go? Or does it go into that person's pocket?
They didn't say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Obviously, it goes into a pool somewhere because it wouldn't have this total.
Because that would be a good way to collect change for whatever charity. You know,
it'd
like,
be a great one.
Yeah, like yeah. If you after you empty your pockets, if you want to just leave it there, we got it.
And again, I think we add to the total. I think if you've got a couple of dimes or whatever, just leave it in the bed.
Well, yeah, but we don't know where it goes.
Yeah. Hey, Spadil.
I'm trying to figure it out.
Can you investigate that?
Yeah. Where does it go?
I don't know. Maybe you call Jim Hooley. Get him on it.
The first thing it says, unclaimed money is deposited into a special account to be tracked and subsequently dispersed. It does not say where it gets dispersed.
Dispersed?
Yeah. That's from their website.
It's
that's
dispersed?
Very fishy.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait a
dispersed
minute.
Dispersed to who? I think we're on to something here, folks.
Yeah, we might be.
Those rats.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, they should have a... That is so ambiguous, right? It should have a dispersed to.
Well, it says it's dispersed into a special fund account for providing critical aviation security programs.
What a bunch of bull.
Really? Yeah. I own that company.
No kidding. Really?
That's exactly what it says on their website.
You know, if you're DIA and you run that website, you just put charity in there, okay?
Exactly.
Even if it doesn't go there, you still put it.
Yeah.
Just to look good.
What's the name again? Defensive Security what? It's okay.
ATR,
it's
safety.
Fine. Yeah. Like, what is that?
Security
aviation Security Program.
Really?
Oh, okay.
The old aviation security program. The ASP. You guys have heard of that one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Big deal.
They should give it to us. $18,000.
And then $1 million for the whole country, right?
Well, yeah.
That's crazy.
$1 million.
Man.
And it's being dispersed.
But you know what? I'm not a fan of change. I have to be honest. Not changes in like changing.
Yeah, I get you.
Ring a ding. Yeah, change. I just, it's too, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's a pain.
Well, and then I don't want to dump it into that thing at the grocery store because I feel like all the coins I have in that big Home Depot bucket, I feel like they're all worth like secret money because I follow that TikTok guy that's like, if you have this coin, it's really worth $800.
Yeah, you'll find a dime from like 1955 and it's worth like $1 billion for some random
reason. Exactly.
Yeah.
Or double printed on top of each other.
Yeah.
And I just don't have time to, I have literally a Home Depot bucket full of change. And I feel like there's some real winners in there.
BJ and Jamie.
I was just reading something that I think is so true. And it's the one sexist thing that is 100% true. And I don't know why it's allowed. I don't know why it's okay.
It's a sexist thing.
It's completely sexist.
If it's 100% true, why wouldn't it be allowed? Okay, what is it?
Men think they should be behind the grill.
That is absolutely true.
Yeah.
But why? I don't know why that's considered sexist.
Because women, we feel like we're really great grillers. We just don't get the credit, and you won't let us have the spatula.
Listen, women have fought for the last 20 years not to be locked into the kitchen and do the cooking.
Well, this is outside.
And all of a sudden, we got a problem because we can't handle the grill.
I'm just saying.
Okay, that doesn't even make sense.
No, it
doesn't.
You've
done everything you can to get out of the kitchen.
But this is outside.
That was sexist, sexist, sexist. And now that you don't get to do the grill, it's sexist again.
I'm just saying.
You can't win for losing. No, you can't win as a man.
Yeah. It says 77% of women are upset that grilling is not as common for women as it is men, and that majority of us think that you guys male dominate it, and it's your place.
It is our place.
Yeah.
So get the hell away from it, okay? Yeah.
I don't even think I've had a steak cooked by a woman
before. Wow.
Yeah. Spadell, let me tell you something. At my house, I don't even have a place except for the grill. I don't have a place indoors at all. All the bathrooms are taken up. They all belong to her.
All the rooms
in the house. I have nothing. She's got an office. She's got a workout room. I got nothing.
Just the Blackstone grill, man.
I got a grill, man. Leave me alone. You want everything.
No, we don't want everything. It's just that I really feel like I'm a good griller. I do, but I've never been with a man that would allow, if you will, quote unquote, me to grill. He's like, oh, I got it. I'm like, no, I know how to grill. No, I got this.
I'd say your grilling probably sucks.
It does not suck. I'm an amazing griller.
Yeah, right. I've never heard you talk about grill.
Yeah.
Well, ever. Because I haven't had one since I gave it away to Sean.
I feel like the only thing you could grill is like a hot dog.
Attaboy, Spadell! Woo! Yeah, because you know wieners.
You're a dick, and you're a dick.
BJ and Jamie. All right, it's called the what now? Start over party?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, it's called Fresh Starts.
Fresh Start Party.
Fresh Starts.
Okay.
So there's a new trend. Okay, so
isn't Fresh Start like one of those meal packages you get at home?
Oh, yeah. Something like that. It's Hello Fresh.
Hello Fresh.
Hello Fresh.
You might be thinking of Fresh Pet, which is like fresh dog food.
There's a lot of fresh out there.
Yeah. All right, Fresh Start.
This made me laugh. I don't know why.
After a divorce.
Okay, yeah, it's called Fresh Starts. And, all right, so back in my day, when I was pregnant or whatever, there were no reveal parties. It wasn't a thing.
No.
I don't know why, but now it's like a huge thing and you have this big party and you plop a balloon and it's pink or it's blue or whatever. And that's sweeping the nation. Well, now the new thing sweeping the nation are Fresh Starts parties. And it's this whole thing where you make a registry and you get new utensils, you get new sheets, you get all the stuff that like reminded you of him or her, and you get all this new stuff. Like you actually have to buy them like gifts. Because you know how girls used to get together for divorce parties, quote unquote,
yeah.
And just go to Vegas or whatever and celebrate that they got a divorce. But now it's like you get a banquet room and you like do a thing.
Would you participate?
In a Fresh Start? If I could get some free stuff.
No. If you had a friend that was getting a divorce,
yeah.
And they started a registry to start over again.
I would.
You'd go out and participate
in
them?
I would, because they were talking about this in this article. Like when people separate, first, there are trigger things, like the Mickey Mouse sheets would be a trigger for you. If you divorce, you probably won't keep those.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And so I feel bad for you, so I'd get you new sheets, for example. You know, and or people, like, take half, and then all of a sudden, like, this one girl, she said she didn't have any furniture. He took all the furniture he got in the divorce.
I'd never thought about that, but yeah, sometimes you're left with nothing.
Nothing. So that's why they're having these Fresh Starts parties.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I'd take the attitude, again, back to cheap BJ, who wanted to put $20 on Ralphie's card, but no, he's had to do a hundo. Look, I think I would look at it like this. Like, my buddy Fred, okay? Fred got a divorce. Fred lost everything. I'd be like, it'd be like feeding a gambler, okay? Like, look, you got one shot at it. You lost it all, pal. You know, get your ass out of the casino. Don't ever get married again. You know what? I'm not going to eat it.
You wouldn't give Fred a gift?
I don't think I'd give Fred a gift.
No?
Fred went out on his own and lost everything. Fred kind of deserves to start over on his own.
Well, it says it's a trigger for people. Now, I will say, every time I see these plates that I have in my cabinet, they are my wedding plates I registered for. So they do remind me of like when I got them.
It brings you back to that time.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I remember when I bought these. I mean, I didn't buy them, but there was a place called International Villa.
Is that good or bad?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's my point. Is that good or bad?
We didn't have a contentious divorce. Yeah. I think if you did, you wouldn't want those plates.
You want to smash them.
And what about going in and let's say I get a divorce and you buy me a new recliner, okay?
At Big Lots.
Yeah, Big Lots. You go over to Big Lots and you grab me an electric recliner.
Okay.
Mac Daddy, all right? Oh, yeah. Foot warmer, everything on it, right?
Oh, wow, yeah.
So I got that in my house. And then all of a sudden I meet this hot chick, man. Her and I are meeting on, one of these plenty of flying fish or something. What is it called? Flying fish?
Plenty of fish.
Flying fish. All right, I'm on there, and I meet this hot chick, right?
Yeah.
She comes over. She asked me where I got my recliner.
Really?
It was a divorce gift. Yeah, from JB. I got it by divorce. People felt sorry for me, and it was a fresh start.
What kind of quality woman is going to come into your house and ask you where you got your recliner?
Women that are on flying fish, that's who. Jeez, hello. You got to get out more, Katie. You're too housed up, man. That works out there.
BJ and Jamie.
Yesterday, we were watching TV, Jamie, and we saw where the dating apps are taking a hit right now. They're down 40%.
Oh, really?
Dating apps are off 40%
right now. I've never been on one.
Yeah, no, you haven't. Yeah. I
know a lot of people that have been on them, but Alina's been on them, and she's never had a good date ever.
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 Here's the story.
Everybody on the apps is faking it. Yeah. Listen closely. No one on there is real.
I think it's like a game. And you like talk to people, but like you're not actually ever going to see them. It's just like for funsies.
I do feel like we are shifting more towards meeting people organically.
Good.
And, like, it's more fun that way.
I think there truly is a push away from dating apps. We can think of technology as this tool for access, or we can think of it as a crutch. And I think a lot of people are sick of walking with the crutch because all of a sudden they notice that they no longer know how to strike up a conversation with someone that isn't in a DM or online. So there is this shift to try and meet in person.
What's Alina's problem with it? Is she just...
First of all, may I say this? Anybody that says funsies should be throat punched.
Well, that's a bad attitude.
Did you hear her say, my God, we should meet for just funsies?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I meet up all the time for funsies. So I don't know what you're talking about. Does she run into people that aren't what they say they are?
She said they're all alcoholics.
She doesn't drink.
She doesn't drink, and she said they're all literally like alcoholics and just like ragers. Like, oh my God, why do we drink? Ah.
Well, the word is that the person that you're seeing online is not what you really meet, and an alcoholic would be one because you don't put that in your bio, do you?
No. Drinks too much.
Yeah, I'm a drunk, but I'd love to meet up for a funsie.
Right?
Yeah, let's go, girl.
Yeah, that's what she's. And then, and my other friend, she's so funny. She has an actual tablet and she has a computer. And so she showed me her two different ones that she signed up for. And the dudes are on the same on both apps.
So they're all over the place. They're
so
trying
she
their
just
best.
Seems the same, but she just sees the same guys.
But don't you think women play that same card?
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a good one to ask because I've never been on one.
Yeah.
I think Adele has.
Yeah, I've been on a lot of dating apps. Yeah, if you're like on Grindr. One, you're on like all of them.
You are?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's very common.
Absolutely.
All right, so what is the number one complaint you have when you meet up with somebody from the apps?
I mean, usually, like, the thing is it's really hard to just break through the barrier of, like, meeting a person. I don't like getting to
know
them.
Because that's what that story is kind of about. Everybody's used to just texting and DMing, and then to, like, be in front of a human that you don't know, you get a little nervous, I think.
Yeah,
right?
And then when there's that, like, awkward, like, what are we going to talk about next? It's hard to come up with something unless, like, I'm used to being able to go back to their profile and being like, this is what they're interested in. Let's bring this up in the conversation. But I don't have that.
You have to have
right
memorized.
In front of me. Yeah. See,
and I would think though, if you're stuck in that mode, that when you meet somebody face to face, you actually go meet them, you're scared to death.
Oh yeah, I'm awful at like walking up and talking to a woman at a bar. I can't do it. I literally just can't do it.
Well, that's why a lot of people on these apps, when it comes to meet, they're like, hey, nope.
No, that's what I'm saying, that you'd be terrified. Even if you set up the initial meeting on the app, you'd be terrified when you have to actually go.
Yeah. Unless you just hit it off like right away. We both have like everything in common. It's super easy.
Yeah.
But if there's any sort of work or awkwardness, it gets real weird.
And then, like, you know, you see their picture, and it's a perfect picture, and you go and you meet them, and they're 3 feet high. You're like, you didn't say that you were 3 foot.
A lot of catfishing goes on.
There's a lot of people who are very good at taking the proper angles, so they look good on the app, but then it's not when you meet them in person.
I know. Well, it's so hard to use a real picture.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, with all the filters out there to actually show how you really look is like, God.
Why would you do that, right? I mean, after all, you're trying to attract somebody.
Exactly.
You got to go another step above and beyond. Right?
Yeah, you kind of do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be tough.
That's wild. They're all 40%, they say, with dating apps.
Dude, I watched that, Ashley Madison on Netflix again. I watched and it was all a lie. What a scam. I mean, they made up girls. They made up these women, and they didn't even exist.
And all these dudes are on there.
Yeah,
you would think that would catch up with them quicker than what it did.
Oh, no, wait, you're right.
I'm saying quicker than what it did, because you would think that so many men would come out and say, that woman never existed.
Yeah.
They made it all up. But they went on for years before they were busted.
They made so much money.
Well, they couldn't say anything because they were all cheating, right? So you can't come out and be like, I was talking to this fake woman trying to cheat on my wife.
No,
yeah, it didn't come out. You're right. It didn't come out until they were compromised.
Right.
And all the names got shared.
Yeah, on the internet. Yeah.
But you would think there would be a portion of them that ended up getting a divorce that would come out at some point and say it's a scam. I don't know. I'm just thinking that they would have been caught.
I mean, there were a few that did, you know, meet women, like the one girl, oh my God, this woman's so angry at life. She was married to her husband. They had a kid. Everything was great. And then he got on Ashley Madison, met some hot bimbo, ended up marrying her. Man, she is like, you know what she is? She's that woman that buys a Corvette. She's so mad.
I rarely see a woman driving a Corvette.
Well, when you do, you know she's divorced.
I gotta remember that. Guys, yeah, I get it with you guys. But I'd never see a woman in a Corvette for some reason. All right, BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.